He wants all of it released. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Former President Trump has been demanding that the full affidavit that led to a search of his Florida home be unveiled. The Justice Department wants it kept private, but a federal judge believes portions can be made public.
People want justice to be blind, to be equal, to be fair. And they're frustrated with what they see happening from the DOJ and the FBI.
Senate Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The DOJ has until Thursday to suggest redactions. Some breathing room for Senate Republican Lindsey Graham. A federal appeals court has just agreed to temporarily put on hold a lower court's ruling that required him to testify before a special grand jury about plots to overturn then-President Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. Attorneys for Graham had argued members of Congress should have immunity. COVID-19 kept them separated, but today First Lady Jill Biden will rejoin the president in Delaware. The White House says two consecutive COVID tests have come back negative. The CDC has unveiled a number of pandemic missteps it made. The agency is now planning an overhaul.
Did we really need a taxpayer-funded external review to determine that the CDC is all over the place? I mean, for the last 2 years, they say one thing, they do another. They tell us one thing privately, they do another. These guys have been constantly backtracking.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire on Fox News Sunday. More buses carrying migrants stopped in New York City today. The buses were sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. New York Mayor Eric Adams, who's struggling to house the migrants, calls the busing program inhumane. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney, one of two Republicans on the House January 6th committee, is reflecting on her recent primary loss.
Cheney came in 37 points behind her challenger, Harriet Hageman, in Wyoming's congressional primary this past Tuesday. Hageman had former President Trump's endorsement, and Cheney, as we know, is Trump's most prominent Republican critic. She said her loss shows that Trump still has a strong hold on at least a portion of the Republican Party.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. Cheney says she's considering running for president in 2024. New York and Florida will hold primaries this week. An online video sparks outrage and leads to animal cruelty charges in Louisiana.
The Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post last week that 52-year-old Tina Frey and her 21-year-old daughter Victoria Brimer had been charged with two counts of aggravated cruelty to animals and could face additional charges. Officials arrested the pair after they were notified of a social media video that showed Frey hitting a Cane Corso dog on the head with a riding crop. Frey owns Cypress Arrow Kennel and Canine Academy. Frey's attorney, Brad Drell, says his client is innocent and that she and her daughter were trying to prevent the dog, who weighs over 100 pounds, from biting them. Frey and Brimer were released on $10,000 bond. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
It's been a dangerous summer on Lake Michigan. Chicago police recovered a body yesterday in an area of the lake known as the playpen. It's unclear what happened to the victim, who has been identified. Earlier in the week, a person suffered critical injuries after falling off a boat. A second person is still missing. In another incident, two women were severely hurt when the raft they were on was sucked into a boat's propeller. One of the women lost part of her hand. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.